It is the review show, and what a review show it is. Sean Rogers and Dan Morgan to work through Liverpool's excellent 3-1 win against Bayern Munich. We're going to get through a lot of little stuff, maybe have a conversation about anticipating a cagey game, the early sub. Passing lanes, I think, is going to come in a lot in the way in which Liverpool operate and mark space. We're going to work through all of that. Let's start with the approaches of the managers. Dan Morgan, the manager, went with Henderson. First and foremost, he goes with Henderson, Wijnaldum and Milner as his midfield three. Everything else, broadly speaking, as expected. The same with Bayern Munich broadly as expected. Henderson over Fabinho ruffled a few feathers. It only lasted for about 10 minutes.
I think we're seeing a lot more now. The emphasis on the 4-3-3 is becoming more and more an emphasis on the central players, and notably the six and Firmino, I think. So I think he goes with Henderson purely out of trust. And I'm not saying he doesn't trust Fabinho, he's been brilliant, but I think he can tell Henderson what he needs to do without having to tell him too much, if you know what I mean, without having to bombard him. And I think also what we've seen in terms of the first goal is the passing from deep. I think, you know, we know it's one of Henderson's main strengths as a player. He is, whether people like it or not, one of our better players in terms of a long vertical pass in the air, and he can drop it into a space that other players can't. I also think as well, I was on a little thing about this last night. I was thinking about PSG away, City away in the league. I don't think you've been able to see a situation yet where he's able to do the Fabinho sub when it's working. So you're 2-1 up maybe in the game, and then you bring him on.
Yeah.
And then you see it out that way. And I think that's in the back of his mind a couple of times, that he's tried to do it when it's not been working.
Can I ask you, Dan, if what's in the back of his mind as well might be that firstly he's thinking it might be a bit cagey. Secondly, he's thinking he wants that sub, even if it's 0-0 on 60. Thirdly, even wondering about a 120-minute game. Is it worth almost taking his... sometimes just take his comments at face value. Maybe the sports science people have had a little bit of a look at Fabinho and felt like he might not have this 90 minutes in his legs.
A fresh leg, yeah, yeah. And Henderson misses out. Well, comes off the bench at the weekend, and then everyone expects him to play. I think just everyone expects him to play Fabinho next to him. Now, I think when you play Fabinho, he kind of almost by default ends up in a two. Just because the spaces he occupies and the players that are with him, unless you're playing someone like a Keita and a Shaqiri with him, which we're never going to do, he almost ends up by virtue of it in a two. And I think the only other thing I think is in the manager's mind is that I think he thinks Thiago and Javi Martinez have way too much of their own way at Anfield. And I think he knows that he has to upset them because they very much come as a pair. You can tie a piece of string to both of them.